Welcome to the Musician-Centric Podcast. We are two freelance violists living and laughing our way through conversations that explore what it means to be a professional musician in today's world. I'm Steph.
And I'm Liz. And we're so glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. Hi, everybody.
Hi. You know, I have to say that I did not like this one as much as the last one.
It felt very, it wasn't multidimensional.
Yeah.
This episode. And it's unfortunate because it's like taking place in South America and they're on tour and it should be like, there were parts of it I really liked, but yeah, I agree. Seems sad.
It kind of felt like, yeah, after school special kind of like. Don't make assumptions, and that's what you're supposed to learn from that.
That's pretty true.
Yeah. So the orchestra is on tour.
And I'm jealous. I want to go on this tour.
I know. It seems so... I don't know. I don't know where they were, but... It seemed kind of magical and amazing.
I definitely saw like Brazil and there were certain things you could catch it. You're like, oh, that's where they are. And then of course they land in Mexico City. But
right.
Yeah, I'm going to manifest this, the opportunity to go on a tour of South America.
I will go on a tour anywhere.
Let's put it out in the universe.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Yes. So we're there at the airport.
Yep.
That's where we're starting. And Rodrigo and his assistant, Michelle, are, you know, in line to get their tickets. And Rodrigo's nervous.
Yeah.
Because this is his big homecoming to Latin America. And he doesn't know if people are going to be judgmental about him or welcome him back or
that's right.
What it's going to be like. So
that's right. He's very nervous. Everybody else is kind of like in line waiting at the airport for all their stuff to take place. And Haley's super excited. And Cynthia's like, I remember when I went on my first tour. Now it's just hotels and da da da. I'm like, come on, Cynthia. It's still.
Yeah. Don't you dare have fun, Cynthia.
Yeah. Yeah. Jaded once again.
Yes.
But it turns out Michelle did not notice that his passport was expired.
Even though it had like a baby picture of him on it.
It was like a little kid picture.
I don't think that's going to hack it, buddy.
Funny story. I've had to renew my passport twice and both times I did it so last minute that I had to have it like express rushed to me.
I am not shocked. I am not shocked, but I feel like that's everybody going out of the country that
yes.
doesn't have the pass. And you know, like to travel in Europe, don't you need a visa now?
Oh, maybe.
So there's another level of,
yeah.
Oh gosh, I procrastinated too long. Now it's going to cost me $60
it probably means,
extra.
That means I probably won't be going to Europe anytime soon.
Maybe we should all just go ahead and get our visas.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Because you never know. When a European tour might happen.
Yeah, that's right. It could happen any minute.
You could be spontaneous.
Any day. Yeah. I like this.
What if someone wants to whisk you away, like, for a lunch in Paris? You know, you meet,
you
like...
You don't want to say no. You don't want to
You're
have
in, like,
to.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And Richard Gere is like, let me take you to Rome for some, you know, pasta. And you're like, I can't because I don't have a visa.
I feel like those offers now have to come with, I got a visa for you, baby.
It's included.
The rush to the visa is included in the yeah. offer.
Oh, say some more sweet talk to me, baby.
So guess who has to be Michelle on tour?
Oh, Haley. I was so angry for
yeah,
her.
She's like saying no. And then ultimately it's like, too bad you have to do this.
Yeah. She wants to be trashing hotel rooms and sleeping with hot Latin dudes. I would love that episode if that actually happened. That would have made this episode better.
Yeah, not so much.
So then we see a montage of all the first stops on tour before they get to Mexico City. And it feels very real, actually, because they're not letting it look super glamorous.
Right.
Which anybody who's been on tour, yeah. you know. It's a lot of hotels and airports and uncomfortable bus rides. Right? Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Just kind of shuttling around, sort of surreal. Hopefully they had enough time to see things, but who knows? The schedule's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And the last stop is Rodrigo's hometown.
Yeah, Mexico City.
Off they go.
So they're checking into the hotel. And do you see Virgil with his fake baby?
Yes. Why would he bring the fake baby to tour, Juan tour?
It's the most, like, it's the egg thing that you did in high school where you had to take care of an egg. But it's a baby.
He's been doing it for like 6 months. This is a lot. Like, at some point, do you get to just be like, all right, I'm ready now.
Yeah. I'll take a real one now. But he's being very specific about, you know, you don't drink the water and only get in pink taxis that were arranged by the orchestra. We don't need to lose anybody here.
Yes.
And Warren, of course, is like, oh, I need to go get gifts for my girls. I'm just going to go. And I immediately said, Warren is going to be abducted. I wrote that in my notes. Warren is going to be abducted. He is like the least street smarts of anybody.
100% like him wandering around. Yeah, it's not great. So, yes. And of course, Haley is riding around in the car with Rodrigo and they're talking about what's coming up. And they run into Union Bob and Dee Dee eating on the street, except Union Bob isn't eating on the street. He's got his Lunchables inside his Lunchables.
Well, remember, he's the one that packed all the toilet paper.
That's right.
And the prescription meds.
Oh, no, Union Bob is OCD.
He's not taking any chances.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Totally.
Hey, he's prepared. He knows what his system can handle. He knows what it cannot.
And meanwhile, Rodrigo no longer knows what his system can handle.
Yes, so he ate some like mystery meat tacos off the street and paid for it.
Yep, he's got food poisoning, which is not great, you know, when he's got a pretty big day ahead of him. But somehow he gets back on his feet very quickly.
Yeah,
because we have hit drama with Warren. You predicted it.
Oh yeah. wait. Okay, so while they're in the car, just to dial it back, Rodrigo is reading the paper and he's reading reviews. And there's this one review, and I did some Google Translate, and you know the name of the episode is called Regreso del Rey, which is Return of the King.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. And on the paper, it said Return of the King. Whose side or what side are you on? What side are you on? So I guess the media has kind of picked up on this storyline of, are you really from here or are you now like an American?
Uh-huh.
Have you lost your allegiances or whatever to Mexico?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. He's struggling with that too. I feel like his identity, you know, but that's also really funny then when he gets food poisoning from the food, because it's like, it's American Constitution now.
Yes. Oh, also, Haley lets slip that, well, she's saying, you need to find yourself an assistant while we're down here because I need to practice.
Yeah.
And I feel her. Yeah. Okay. She's like on tour with a New York symphony.
Yes.
Second oboe, nonetheless. Yes. And she's like, I need to practice.
Yeah.
And then she says, you know, Andrew Walsh gets up at 4:30 every morning to practice. And Rodrigo's like, how do you know that? She's like, I read it somewhere. Yes.
So
I wrote, I knew it. Warren got mugged and his violin stolen.
And his glasses are broken and he's been punched in the face and, you know, he's looking rough and you're kind of like, oh, little Warren, you silly man.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you carrying your violin around? You know, like,
oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, my insurance policy says that I have to keep it on me at all times.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that's... What?
Is that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think so.
Let us know, people. We don't know. Mine does not say that.
I don't think mine says that.
But then again, I'd be lying if I said I read the whole thing. So maybe it does.
That is true.
Yeah, no, he's clearly very shaken up about it, and Rodrigo has a solution. He has somebody he thinks he can help.
He has connections.
He has connections. So yeah, in so his comes
Manuel.
Oh, Manuel.
Manuel.
I want to go on a...
I mean, that's what we all tuned in for.
Right? I want to go on a joyride with Manuel.
Yeah. He drives a flashy BMW. He's a problem solver.
He is a problem solver, and he is a load of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gives us a little window into what Rodrigo might have been like when he was...
Yes.
When they ran together.
I loved like the all of the exchange when they were just like talking to each other and hanging out and having a great time. And I'm glad we got subtitles for a lot of it. Yeah. Because it happened real fast.
It did.
But the back and forth is just so funny. And then they're just like, yeah, they're like making stops along the way. You know, Manuel's gotta pick up his, I don't know, is it his sister-in-law? Is it his cousin? We don't really know. He's like a friend. A babysitter, who knows? Like, it's, yeah, they're in a bar and they're hanging out. And so, all the meanwhile, Warren is like, "What? Can't we just go to the police and file a report? Can't we just?" And, you know, Manuel's like, no, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And he's asking for details. He's like, "I'm going to find out how to get your violin back. You know, I'm going to find this thing for you."
We are all busy, especially those of us who teach music. We give everything to ensure our students' abilities and love of music are always growing and developing. We want to make sure each one has the right setup and instrument, but we barely have enough time to practice for ourselves sometimes.
That's where Potter Violins can come in. Their sales team and technicians are also players and experts on all string things. You can send your students to try instruments, get properly sized, have their current instruments adjusted, or to pick out a new bow or other string accessory. You can have total confidence that they'll be taken care of. Potters will even ship what your students need anywhere in the United States.
So take one thing off your plate and send your students over to Potter Violins, no matter what they need. And Potter Violins loves teachers so much, they want to offer you a 10% teacher's discount because you deserve it.
Visit their flagship location in Tacoma Park, Maryland, their rental location in Gaithersburg, Maryland, or shop online from anywhere at potterviolins.com.
So they're making all these stops. Meanwhile, we flash back to the hotel where everyone's staying and their poolside. Oh, and this is so a cute fun little scene. So Cynthia is lounging on a chair and there's a live music being played and Union Bob comes over and invites her to dance, yeah, which is really cute. Yeah.
And
then they make a little dinner date.
A little deal. Have a little no strings attached fun with each other.
Yeah. I love that for her.
I love that for her too.
Yeah. Haley even gets to relax a little. She's forced to.
She's forced.
And Cynthia
yeah
throws her phone away.
Yep. And Dee Dee's there. The whole gang is there. Meanwhile, yep, up above from the window, we see Gloria. And yes, a very hot looking lover. I don't know. Where did he come from?
It's Pavel.
Was it Pavel?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just somebody she met down there.
Oh, no. I think it was Pavel.
Oh, okay.
That's been brewing.
And they're really doing a thing. I knew that from the last episode, but I didn't know if he would come on tour with them. So that's, I mean, obviously.
Well, that's, I mean, I didn't get a close up. So who knows if it was really him, but
she's just having all kinds of fun. Or she's having fun with Pavel, which is equally as great.
Equally great, yes.
Yes. The whole thing in there is they're having a great time also at the pool. Although Rodrigo's freaking out because he's calling and Haley's not answering. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. And I wrote, this is a complicated relationship between Rodrigo and Manuel.
Yes.
Because he like pulls a knife on Rodrigo.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole police. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Just kidding.
So he's in his car and the police start chasing him. And we don't know why the police are chasing him, which is kind of a whole like funny sidebar. But then it turns into this wild, like a literal car chase from like an action movie where he flips around, he gets out of traffic, they evade the cops, they get out. And yes, Rodrigo is very mad, understandably, because he's like, hey, like I like have stuff I have to do here.
He's like, TikTok.
Yes.
I have a concert to conduct.
And
like T-minus 1 hour.
And in all fairness, Manuel's like, hey, you don't even know what real life is like anymore. Like, this is real life. Like, I'm living a real. So they have this fight. But then the funny part is, like you said, this knife gets pulled. and they start laughing together. Meanwhile, I wrote poor Warren at this point. So I'm like, Warren is just standing there. He's got to be like, what? All of this is happening in Spanish. It's like, what is happening
right now? Right. Right.
It's, yes. It's wild. It's a wild storyline.
Yeah. So they find someone who has a violin.
Oh, after Rodrigo hotwires a car.
After he hotwires the car. That's right.
They needed a different car, yes, so they could go incognito.
Yeah. Rodrigo has all kinds of skills that we didn't know about.
Just makes it hotter. Yeah.
So there's a contact that Manuel has who has a violin. It is not Warren's violin, but this guy can play violin.
Yeah, this is insane. Like, he's literally playing like the opening. What concerto was he playing?
Zugunderweisen. Yeah, it's like the beginning of a showpiece.
And he's like, listen to this thing, you know. Uh-huh. So they end up taking that violin because they don't know where his is. And they're like, let's just call the police now. And Manuel's like, hold on. He's like, it's like, just give me a little more time.
Right.
Give me a little more time. Right.
Yeah. He's like a detective.
And we have no idea like what he's up to. We don't know where, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, he must have some connection somewhere or he knows, as Warren is describing the details of this event to him, he's like getting an idea in his head of who he's talking about, or, you know, like he can help him this way. Right. Right?
That's what it was, a tall guy and a medium guy. And they ran down the alley.
And he punched him in the right. Yeah. The right.
Right-handed.
And yeah. So we're picking up more and more information about that, but now it's getting to be concert time.
Yes. And I was having a full-on panic attack for them. I'm like, this is what I have nightmares about, that I have a concert in, you know, an hour and I don't have my viola.
Yes.
This is the stuff of nightmares.
That is the stuff of nightmares.
Gloria talks with Thomas on the phone, who's stuck in Houston. Yeah. Which is also, I wrote also the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, totally. For multiple reasons.
Yeah. And there's a moment where Gloria is like, you know, she's there to schmooze. She's there to make money for the orchestra, get people to donate. And so she's trying to talk with this senator.
Delgado.
And it was just, I thought it was cute that she was trying to speak Spanish.
I was trying to figure out if he was the, guy... I think he was in, for those who watched, I think he was in Ozark.
Oh, I didn't ever watch that.
I think. And I think he was very scary in Ozark. So.
Oh.
I don't know if he's going to play a good guy. I haven't often seen him play a good guy, I will say, if ever.
Oh, okay.
That actor who's Delgado. And we're not done with him because he's like a pretty recognizable actor. So
you think he's going to be in the next one too?
I think there's got to be some storyline with him coming up.
Okay.
But they're also talking about Rodrigo's big-time mentor, his first teacher,
right,
who he's given this honored seat to, and he's very excited to have him there. And we haven't seen him yet, right? I don't think.
No. But apparently everything works out, and they get back to the hall in time because Rodrigo's backstage with Haley, and he's nervous. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, this is a significant thing for him. His mentor is going to be there, Rivera. And he goes on stage and he dedicates this performance to Rivera, who is not in the box that he had reserved
and
for
him.
He looks
over, he doesn't see him. And it's like, then he's just looking and he's hoping that he's there. I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I felt for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they play the huapango.
Yep. I'm going to play that this week too.
Are you?
Yes.
I love that piece.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they do a great job.
Yes.
There's a standing ovation. Yep. People are super enthusiastic. And then they have the after concert reception. And Gloria's trying to get Rodrigo to talk with this senator who apparently has lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to get money from this guy, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't get that chance at the reception. He gets to see Rivera.
Right.
And they have a really lovely little fun kind of back and forth. Rivera's a character, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns out that he doesn't want to sit in the box because the box seat doesn't have as good acoustics. Yeah. You can't hear what's going on in the hall. So he likes this specific little sweet spot in the orchestra seating that that has really good balance. You can hear everything. Yeah,
which makes total sense. So that's where sense. He was.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too, is they have plans to spend time together. So I'm guessing we're going to get to see that, too, I hope. I don't know.
Yeah.
In another episode.
Yeah.
I want to see both those storylines play out a little more. But all in all, like, yeah, just a sort of rousing success for Rodrigo at his hometown. And that's nice to see.
It is nice to see.
And it's nice to see Manuel and his wife there hanging out. Mm-hmm. They look fabulous, having a great time. Yes. And Manuel.
That dress.
Yes, that dress was amazing.
It was like gold and off the shoulder and her hair was like snatched back. She looked great.
Beautiful. And also his suit.
Oh, I didn't notice that as much.
Super, super, super good looking suit. Yeah, it was like shimmery.
Nice.
The sheen to it. So he says, you know, Rodrigo, you got to grab Warren and come outside.
Yeah. Yes. So then we realize that Manuel has been like Sherlock Holmesing in the background, and he has solved the mystery of the violin. Yep. And it turns out that Warren was going to ship it back home, but claim that it had been stolen in Mexico and claim the insurance money.
Yeah, trying to commit insurance fraud. Warren!
Insurance fraud. Yeah, he's struggling.
Yeah. Yep.
He's living in New York City. He's got, like, what, 3 kids?
Yep.
2 in college. I mean, he's working for a symphony orchestra that might go on strike.
Worried about the strike. Yeah. He feels like he's in desperate straits.
Yeah. And it's not okay to do that, but
no.
I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like that it turned out that way. I think it's a lot better than the cliche type of thing that storyline could have played out with. And
right. So this was the after school special conclusion.
Don't make assumptions. And Manuel got to the bottom of it. He was real smart about it. And he shared how he figured it out and everything. And Rodrigo was very upset and also very compassionate. And I think handled it well. And who knows how that storyline's going to play out. But I thought it was amazing also to see Manuel and his wife get in the stolen beater car that Rodrigo then hotwires for them one more time in their fancy gear from the gala.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fun.
These are real people, real characters from Rodrigo's past. And it was nice to see him reconnect with that version of himself.
Yes, it was very lovely. That it was kind of fun. It was a whirlwind. I feel like the episode was like a real whirlwind. I don't know, something about the pace and energy of the city or something like that. It was kind of cool.
But I would be totally exhausted if I was on a tour like that.
Yes.
You have to go on some like caper where you have to find the stolen violin.
Yeah, it would be a long day.
Oh my God.
I'd be all about it though, you know. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think of the stories that you would have.
I know. And then you go play Wapango with like an extra fervor.
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
The recap was better.
Yes. The recap, once we boiled it all down.
Yes.
That was good. Yes. We hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And stay tuned for the next one.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you loved this episode, consider writing us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Thanks also to our season sponsor, Potter Violins.
If you'd like to support the podcast and get access to bonus content, consider joining our Patreon community.
You can buy all your musician-centric merch, including shirts, water bottles, koozies, and a variety of other fun items.
Our theme music was written and produced by JP Wogeman and is performed by Steph and myself.
Our episodes are produced by Liz O'Hara and edited by Emily McMahon.
Thanks again for listening. Let's talk soon.